This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. I'm Amit Verma. In just 3 days, India won the fourth and last test match against West Indies at Jamaica by 49 runs, as West Indies chasing 269 to win on the last day were all out for 219. I'm chatting about the game now with my colleague S. Rajesh. Rajesh, a huge win for India. Barring their win against Zimbabwe last year, this was India's first win outside the subcontinent since 1986, when they beat England. In a sense, winning outside the subcontinent has been a sort of holy grail for a while. The team led by Sourav Ganguly came close to it many times, and India won exciting tests in England in 2002, in Australia in 2003 or 4, even on the last West Indies tour in 2002. And now it's all come together. Despite the fact that it came against one of the weakest sides in world cricket, it's still an important achievement.
Absolutely, it's a huge achievement. It's easy to say that West Indies are one of the weaker sides in Test cricket today, but India had failed to achieve the results even against supposedly weak teams in the past. For instance, in 2002, as you pointed out, West Indies didn't have a great team either, but India still went down in the series after taking a 1-0 lead. In Zimbabwe in 2001, immediately after India had beaten Australia in that historic series, India again could only manage a 1-1 draw. Of course, West Indies aren't a great Test team now, but then neither are India. They should have won at least one of the first two tests, but for a team which has been denied victory after coming close so often in the past, I think this is a huge step forward.
Rajesh, even though West Indies lost, throughout their innings today, batting didn't seem as hard as it had through this test for all the batsmen except Rahul Dravid. Ramnaresh Sarwan made a feisty 51. Dinesh Ramdin 62 not out, I thought was an outstanding innings.
I think West Indies put in a top-notch effort today. I don't think you can really fault them for lack of effort in their second innings. Remember, they lasted only 33 overs in their first innings, and I think that is really where they lost the match. But coming out chasing 269, it always seemed like a very tough target, but they batted with far more application and never seemed to give up hope. Even when they lost four of their top batsmen early, they still stuck on and they still fought hard. Throughout the entire innings, they seemed to believe that they can actually go ahead and win the match. It showed in the way that Sarwan played. In the first innings, he lasted just 10 balls and he seemed to want to hit every ball out of the ground because he thought he could not last more than about 20-30 balls. But here, he just showed the intent, the attitude to graft, to hang in there, to hit the bad balls, but also to be very selective about the shots he played. It showed in the intent, and when the intent is better, it always seems as if the pitch isn't doing much, as if the bowling attack is feeble. Admittedly, the pitch did not take as much turn as it did on the second day, but I think it had more to do with the batting and the attitude of the West Indians. And even after Sarwan got out, and he got out to a very good ball, it wasn't his fault, Ramdin still came out and played quite an outstanding innings. Ramdin has been the under-19 captain, and he has been touted as a future captain of West Indies as well. And here he gave a glimpse of why he is rated so highly. The way he worked the gaps, the way he played with the tail. It was a difficult situation because he also had to keep the runs required in mind. You couldn't just block. You also had to go and hit the runs. But you then also had to take most of the strike. And it was a tough act to do when you were batting with only the tail. And I think Ramdin played an outstanding innings. From the Windies' point of view, of course, it's a pity that he couldn't go on and actually win the game for them.
Rajesh has been a tumultuous tour, and the biggest gain for India, no doubt, has simply been the fact that the psychological barrier of winning a test series overseas has been breached. What do you think both sides have learnt about themselves through this series? And is it fair to say, as I believe it is, that both teams have taken a step forward?
Yes, I think you rightly pointed out that the psychological barrier of winning a test series overseas has been breached. And that's a huge gain for India. Of course, both teams have taken a few steps forward. But apart from just the fact that India have won the series, I would dare say that West Indies have actually made more gains than India has. When the series started, West Indies had a new captain, they had contract disputes, there were plenty of problems going around. But a couple of months down the road, they have made some big strides. First of all, Brian Lara as a captain himself, he has been a huge motivational factor. He has been very good tactically as well. The kind of field placements he has had for some of the batsmen, the bowling changes. He has had a very good series as a captain. Apart from that, at the top of the order, Darren Ganga has had a very good series. 100 and a 50 and a very good first innings here. He has often been in and out of the team, but hopefully he'll get a longer run now and establish himself at the top of the West Indian order. Bravo has come on tremendously in the series, both in the ODIs and the tests. Ramdin, of course, had a very good knock here. He seems just the kind who would go on and serve West Indies for a very long time. The pace attack is looking better now. Jerome Taylor has been a big find for the series. So I think West Indies have had quite a few pluses that they can take from the series. India, on the other hand, there have been pluses. Waseem Jaffer has made runs. Lakshman got 100. Shrishant and Munaf Patel have bowled with a lot of promise, again, in pretty tough conditions throughout this series. But again, this test match exposed just how much India depend on Rahul Dravid for runs when the conditions get really difficult. And that, I think, might again undermine them on their next tour, which is to South Africa. And on those bouncy wickets, it will be interesting to see how the rest of the batsmen cope up. Jaffer got the runs, but again, at Jamaica, he was found wanting when the conditions got difficult. So India still have a few problems on their hand. The biggest concern, Irfan Pathan. He, I think, has gone back some 5 steps in this series. His bowling was very disappointing. And as a batsman, he didn't come to the party either. And again, the bowling attack is not very settled either, whether to go in with 5 bowlers or 4 bowlers. The balance is still lacking. So they do have a few issues to sort out before they go on their next tour to South Africa. But despite all that, the Indians have dominated the series and have completely deserved this win. If anything, I would say that it should have been more convincing than it actually was.
Thanks, Rajesh. Well, that's it from us here at Cricket for Audio for this particular series, where the cricket goes on. To access our future audio content directly, come on over to cricketinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricketinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricket for Audio.
This is Cricket for Audio.